Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
An Oakland County student is walking free today after being put in jail months earlier for violating her probation. You know, like not doing her homework. WWJ's Charlie Langton is live and local with more. Hi, Charlie.
Well, hi, Tom. Yeah, this was kind of a surprise move, but Judge Mary Ellen Brennan said that, yeah, Grace is free. Judge Brennan removed Grace from the jurisdiction of the court. The 15-year-old was put in Children's Village for violating probation, but the Court of Appeals released her. Judge Brennan noted that Grace was continuing in a treatment program and that Mom was comfortable allowing Grace to return home. Grace was in there partly for assaulting Mom. Also, the probation department noted that Grace had made enough progress and recommended that Grace be free. Grace's attorney earlier, before the hearing started, wanted the judge off the case, saying that Judge Brennan was prejudiced, but I'm certain after this ruling, they will probably not appeal that decision. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.